Welcome to the Tea of Life. Excuse me, y'all. It is your girl, Keita Jo. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. Welcome. Hey. Say hey, boo. Hey. So this podcast is going to be about the Toya and Reginae show. Now, I will start off by saying, first of all, I was not at all going to even give the show a chance at all. I was like, why they got a reality show? Just them. I was like, I don't want to watch that. I was like, I just didn't see it. Because I remember, like, Toya and Reginae from, like, other shows. And I really didn't feel like they could carry a show, them two, on their own. I was like, I don't think I'll watch it. One day, I'm at home. And you know how you just exhaust watching all of... And sidebar, it's a damn shame to be watching TV. This doggone much. I'm trying to stop using so much profanity. But, this particular day, go. And the man gonna go slow. So, one day I was watching TV. I had done exhausted watching all of the TV shows that I actually like to watch. And it was like a day off, a boring day or whatever. So I end up watching the Toya and Reginae show. I was like, I'm gonna just watch one episode. The first episode, I was like, oh, okay, I kind of like this show, whatever. It's kind of nice or whatever. I will give it to Toya, like her family, like, and I love where the show is going with it, you know, like it's Toya working on completely fixing some type of dynamic in her family where they can all, you know, coexist, love each other. But I can watching her show, it definitely weighs heavy on a person in the family, that especially in a black family, for like one person to be like the quote unquote successful one, because it seems like a lot of people will kind of lean on that person, and it seems like, you know, quite a few people are leaning and depending on Toya. And Toya, I will say, I love that New Orleans accent. Oh my goodness. That New Orleans accent every day, all day, baby. You hear me, baby? Like, oh my goodness. I love it. Like, I could hear her talk all day. I could hear her mama talk all of them. Like, all day. And, like, I actually started liking Reginae even a little bit more. I ain't even gonna say I ain't never like her. But just getting a little bit more of her personality from YouTube. I remember she did, like, the I'ma walk around with my New Orleans accent. And I thought that was, like, the funniest thing, because it was just like, It was like, nah, Reginae, it's there, but it's not, like, it was just not giving, like her mama accent be giving, you know. So I was just like, I can hear the accent, but it's like her mama accent. Like, I love it. I love that New Orleans accent. Oh my gosh. So watching the show, I can see where, you know, they make themselves not even more transparent, but transparent to their own family. It was like a really good show, because like on the show you get to see how her brother is an aspiring rapper. And I watched that clip on social media where it was like, I'm your brother. You don't never even share my work. You got a show for me? Do you book a show for me? She was like, I'm your sister. I'm not your mom. And I was like, oh, sure, you know. But just that little snippet will make you feel like, like, why you ain't gonna support your brother? It's your brother. All you gotta do is share it on social media. You know, and Regine, I will say, I did not like how she was talking to her uncle. I did not like that, but I don't know their dynamic. And then it made me think of DC Young Fly, how like he's like the uncle to like some of his, I guess, nieces or nephews or whatever, and they probably like the same age as him. So I can only imagine like how they talk to him as his, even though he's the uncle. So I was kind of like, you know, I don't know their age range or whatever. I don't know their relationship, but him being her uncle, that little moment, she was like, oh, one thing about you, one, it ain't gonna never be enough. She was like, I've been supporting you. I've been there for you. And I can get where that was coming from when you watch the show. Because when you watch the show, you realize like Regine was hurting in that moment. She was going through a breakup in that moment. And I really feel like they should have just canceled the boyfriend completely off of the show. Like, he shouldn't have even been on the show at all. And I feel like they kind of made a storyline out of the Regine breakup thing, which of course kind of helped you watch the show or whatever. Because without the breakup, I don't know if the show would have been as like entertaining, I guess, or whatever. But if it were me, if it were my daughter, I would have been like, no, he's not going to be on the show. We're not putting that on the show. But because they put it on the show, it made it more understandable about why, you know, some of the things. She probably was a little triggered because she was going through her own personal stuff and her heart was broken. So, it was a lot. And then I didn't even watch the whole season. I'm not even going to sit up here in front. I think I watched like 2 or 3 episodes. Like the first 2 or 3. And then I watched the end. Like the last episode. But I do hope I might. I'm not going to say I hope. I do feel like I will. Like one day, like go back in and watch like the whole. Try to watch the whole thing in its entirety. But her mom, I love her mama. Oh my gosh. Her mama, I feel like her mama could have her own TV show in her own way. Because it's like, what's up with Mama Nita? Like, it's like you just want to know a little bit more about her. It's like, she just seemed like she off in her own world. She ain't into too much of that or this. You know, she'll come do what she need to do. She there for her kids. She trying the best that she can. I love her. It seemed like she got the best personality. Like, if you around her, you'll be, like, chilling. But she'll have the moments of just making you laugh. Her mama got the most beautiful smile. I don't know why I feel like I'm getting emotional. But, I love her mama. Her mama, to me, if they bring her mama on the show a little bit more, I think season 2 would be even more enjoyable. I'm speaking it into existence for you girls. Like, I definitely feel like they should have another show. It just reminded me a little bit of Keisha Cole and when Keisha Cole and them had their TV show. It was kind of like a New Orleans version of Keisha Cole and them. Kind of, sort of, but not really. Because ain't nobody could ever in their whole entire life ever be Frankie. And nobody could ever be Mama Nita. It's two totally different women. And I'm not saying it because, you know, they both of their mamas have substance abuse history. But that's the dynamic kind of what made it kind of similar to Keisha Cole's show, you know what I mean? Because you could see, even though that they are grown and their mom has dealt with her issues, that it's still an ongoing thing. Like, the last episode, well, on the season, I don't want to tell y'all everything, but from the parts that I've seen, it was just a really good show. If you haven't watched it, I would encourage you to watch it. At least give it one episode like I did, because I was at first like, I ain't watching that. I don't even know why they got no reality show. But it was actually really good. It was really good. Her sister Beady, I like her sister. It was, and I like the way she even say Beady, like Beady. I love her accent. But her sister Beady was kind of like in a polyamorous relationship, and then it fell through on the show. Beady and Reginae had this kind of talk or whatever about, you know, rehashing some business idea that they had. And then Reginae was just kind of sharing a little bit about her heartbreak or her relationship or whatever. And she was like, you know, they friends. One thing that I did like, loved on the show was how Toya's husband, I think his name is Reggie? Mr. Russian. We're going to call you Mr. Russian. He was like, yeah, I don't know what it is between Toya, not Toya, but Reginae and Armand, but I'm going to find out. So, him and the boy was playing basketball or whatever. He was like, well, you know, I got to ask you what's up. And the boy was like, you know, I really love Reginae. I really love her. I truly love her. Sidebar, I really don't think he really truly loved her. I think he really thought he loved her. But I think it was a kind of opportunist moment. But not really, but kind of. Because I don't know them like that. But just saying, like I said in my last podcast, when you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there for people's opinions. So in my personal opinion, but then, like, and this is why I say keep your relationships to yourself. Like Reginae, she was like, oh, they gotta be a YouTube channel, they over here. It was like they was pinky in the brain trying to take over the world, and it's that right there alone to me make it kind of like an opportunistic kind of thing, because she's the daughter of Lil Wayne. She has, you know, a following because of who her father is. So imagine, you know what I'm saying? And then just her own uncle sitting at dinner talking about, if you would have gave my song, you would have shared my song with Wayne, he would have loved my song. If her own uncle has that type of feeling towards her, imagine. You know what I'm saying? So I know it ain't easy to be a celebrity or even a celebrity's child, but I do kind of feel like he was kind of like a little bit of an opportunist. And I like how Mr. Russian was like, you know, what's up? So the boy basically was like, you know, I really truly love her. And he was just like, he don't know where it's going to go. But, you know, he going to, I guess, try to do right by her some type of way. But as you, I haven't heard of them getting back together. So I don't know what's up with that. But I would definitely say, like, keep that off of social media. Like, keep stuff off of social media. If you want to hug and love up on your man and love up on your woman, why do people got to see it? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with PDA or loving up on your people on social media. But y'all, I think I would have to be with somebody like 5, 10, 15 years or something like that. I don't know. But something got to really connect in my spirit for me to be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm going to share you. Let's share our love. But I don't know. Something got to really, I don't know. Because I ain't with it. But I'm just not one of those people that like to share things on social media like that anyway. So, moving forward, they had, like, in the last episode, they had the dinner. But another thing, Toya was working on having a baby. She talked about how she had 5 boys with her last daughter. And it was really hard for her with that pregnancy. So they was going through that, and in the end they had like a dinner, and they were talking or whatever. So the reason I brought up their mama Nita, was because in that last episode, you know, they even more brought up the passing of her brothers, and they were looking for their mom, and they couldn't find her, and it started to trigger like those feelings of, you know, when they were younger, I guess, thinking she was out doing whatever, you know, I don't even, you know. So the brother Casey, struggle between, is his name Casey or Corey? Sometimes I get confused. I don't, you know. But the brother found her. He was like, I found her. And then they were sitting around, and that led to her talking about, you know, her grief. And she didn't want to be around nobody. And she didn't want to be a burden to nobody. She just, like, she had to, I guess, be alone to, you know, grieve for her two sons. And, you know, Toya made it very clear that the passing of her brothers is a real big void in their family. So, just imagine, like, I would love to have been able to see them, like, the whole dynamic of their family on the show. Because it's almost as if you can sense the void in their family. You know what I mean? But her brother Casey was on the show. Ooh, what was that? Her brother Casey was on the show. And in the last episode, he was like, they were like, get it out, let everybody know everything that you want to share, just talk about it, you know, let everybody, you know, all that. So he was just like, you know, his upbringing was rough. He grew up in a trap house, and don't nobody know what it's like for him to be, you know, who he is, I guess. And he was basically saying just him going to work and trying to be a stand-up person and do things legitimately is something he's proud of for himself. And in that moment, I was like, I know that's right. This is a lot of men that came from that lifestyle. And I would say that ain't no easy lifestyle to let go of. Like, when you used to getting money at a certain level, I'm not saying he was, I don't know if he was or whatever, but that is a really great thing to, that's a great accomplishment, you know what I mean? So when he said that, I was like, I know that's right, because that ain't no easy thing. It's a lot of men that's really, like, you know, going to work, clocking in, they used to, like, be in the streets. And if you are one of those men, if ain't nobody told you they proud of you, I'm proud of you. Because you could be somewhere robbing somebody, selling drugs. Like, you could be doing a whole lot of things, but you're doing what you're doing. And God bless you for that. And so Toya was like, I understand what you're saying, but we all, like, one thing you don't understand is we all come from the same mama. Like, we all have, like, struggles, and we all had to go through some stuff. And she was like, just like you feel like you had to be, you know, growing up in the trap house, she was like, she felt like she was over here, like, I guess by herself, and all her siblings was over there, and she felt like she still feels like that. And now it feels like for her to be kind of like the breadwinner, in a sense, of her family, it seems like, you know, it's a lot, you know, a lot. And a lot of people have, I guess, expectations when they feel like you are that, I guess, financially stable person in the family. So I think a lot of people feel like, you know, you could always do more, you could always do this, you could always do. And one thing I love about Toya in the show is that, you know, the transparency of, you know, she's human, she's making it like, you know, I, even though she, that last conversation was the best part of the whole show, of the whole season or whatever, because it was like the realest moment I think ever. And you could see how much pain all of them have been through, and all of them have their own like story. I would love to see this show like go down a like counseling path, maybe like enlist like Iyanla Fix My Life on the show type thing or something, but really like stay with it type thing, you know, like you go on Iyanla Fix My Life and it's like, okay, I gave y'all the tools, now go on out there and use the tools and fix your life. But I would like it to be something where, ooh, I love AJ. I know she go by the AJ Zone on Instagram. I love that woman. I love her. Her. Like, I think she could be the one. Anybody remember when she was doing, I think it was, I'm going to call it Fix My Life with Leanna. Oh, gosh. What was her name? Oh, I can't think of her name right now. And I'm looking at her face with the red hair from Mean Girls. I was about to call her Leanne Rimes, but I know that's not her name. But anyway, they had a TV show back in the day, and it was on the Oprah Winfrey Network. I can't think of her name right now, but it was AJ as a life coach to her. So yeah, like get AJ like fully enlisted in the show and make it a whole thing where she stick with him for like, I mean, of course, can't nobody stick with you forever, but like really go through the steps and I would really watch that show, you know. And it was a really good show. And I love how in that last moment, you know, like I was saying at the dinner, Toya was just like, you know, we got out. It wasn't even a dinner. It was like they were sitting in the living room. But Toya was just like, you know, we got our own pain. You got your own thing. We all came from the same mama. We all had to, you know, go through stuff. And one thing I will say, it does seem like her brother has a very foul mouth. Like, when she shared the text messages from him, I was just like, wow. And it was very shocking because when you see him and then you hear, like, when he was sitting at that dinner, I was just like, yeah, why y'all don't share his music? Why y'all don't support him? All this stuff. But then fast forward to that last episode when Toya was like, you make it really hard to fuck with you. Because your mouth and the way you be talking to people and this. And I understood everything she was saying in that moment. Because I remember that text message from, I think he said something. I don't even remember the text message right now at this moment. But it was foul. It was like, oh, wow. And it's like some of the things he said. And she gave the receipts. Like, when she sharing those text messages, is like, okay, here go the receipts. Because his mouth is foul. Not saying that, you know, but I feel like I'm seeing that for Toya, you know. And she was like, you know, as your sister, some of the stuff that you be saying, I would never say to you. And I agree with her. And that's why I say I would really like to see their family like go through like the whole counseling or whatever. Cause her husband he's so sweet. He just like, I'm here but I'm out the way. You know, I'm here, but I'm out the way. You know, he like, I'm with you, baby. He all the way, and see that New Orleans accent I put in right there. Like, I'm with you, baby, but I'm over here. You know, it seemed like he 100% got her daughter back in the whole 9 yards. It's like, girl. And so Toya, I love it for Toya. Anybody don't remember when she was on, I think it was Marriage Boot Camp with Memphis. Oh, God. Anyway, I know he was on the Iyanla Fix My Life too. He is cute. And he's really scarred and traumatized, and he's been through a lot of stuff. And I liked him on that show of Yonla Fix My Life. Like, you can see how you can be a real... Anyway. I'm getting off the subject. But her husband is definitely, like, he seems like he's all in, all 100% down for her. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And, just to see, like, in that first episode or second episode, when Toya was talking to Regine about her breakup, she was like, I've been there. And it was like, yeah, girl, we seen it. Because she has been there. And it was, I remember watching that, I ain't even watched that season of her on Marriage Bootcamp, but I remember seeing that snippet of him, like, standing up at the table yelling at her. And I was just like, this is Toya. Like, look at this beautiful, like, this is an absolutely beautiful woman. And she's just, like, calmly talking to him. And he's just, like, losing his shit. And I was just like, this is Toya at this point. And I'm like, this girl seems so beautiful, calm, down to earth. And I don't know the dynamic or whatever, but it made me think that this man, Yada Awakening from YouTube, like, a lot, and I, you know, no tea, no shade, but I feel like it's a lot of men that struggle with manhood. If y'all watch Yada Awakening, Yada Awakening, you can find him on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of that. I believe him and his wife are a ministry, and their ministry right now, I think, is to awaken the man and the woman, because they're both on, like, an assignment of, like, you know, you a man, you 100% providing for your woman, ain't no 50-50, ain't no blah, blah, all of this stuff. So it made me think of them, because it's like, to me, it seemed like Memphis kind of struggled with, he was like, I take care of you, I 100% provide for you, blah, blah, blah. I remember that moment on the Marriage Bootcamp, and I remember sitting there looking at him, which is typical black woman shit, like, I'ma look at you, bitch, like, and I'm, cause I would've been like, okay, what are we talking about? I would've been looking at him the exact same way, like, okay, what are we talking about here, you know? So, I feel like, you know, a lot of men, I'm not trying to be funny towards him, but I think a lot of men struggle with, you know, manhood. And I think a lot of men struggle with it because a lot of men are products of single mothers and single family households. And that mother-father dynamic is some real shit. Even though a lot of people... probably, especially women, be like, fuck that, I can do it on my own, I can do better by myself, I don't need to be with nobody to be happy, I can build, you know, and of course, bitch, I feel the same way, you know, but at the end of the day, like, the bigger picture is learning how to truly co-parent for your kids. Like, you don't have to be unhappy. I'm not pro stay with no... Can I use a cuss word, Lord? Whew. I'm not pro stay with a bitch ass nigga neither. Or, excuse me. But I'm definitely pro co-parent. I'm definitely pro figure that co-parenting stuff out. Like, I could hate your ass and you could still meet me in the damn Wendy's parking lot. I don't have to look at your ass, your bitch ass. Put it like that. I don't have to look at y'all bitches at all, bitch. The baby bag in the back seat, your baby in the back seat. Open the door, unlock the door, get your baby, and get the fuck on, bitch. And cause I've been there, bitch. When you mad and you know you fresh done broke up with somebody, your feelings hurt, and you just mad, you know. But co-parenting is something that you really got to figure out, because these children are not, like, dealing with a world where it takes a real village. These kids are coming up in a different world where, like, I really feel like mothers and fathers are very important. Very important. So, I am almost late, y'all. I was trying to be on time. But to bring it back around to Toya and Regine, because I got to go. It was a really good show. I would love to see more of them and more of them working out their family dynamic. And I think her brother owed her a huge apology. He need to do that on TV too. Because it's like, you don't talk to your sister like that. And vice versa. Or maybe they, is this mother bitch talking? Like, I think maybe they both need to give each other a huge, like, apology towards each other. I think that would be really good if they come and do a reunion or whatever, or do something, or come back in the next episode. I think them coming out and giving each other, like, they flowers and apologies would be a really good thing, because it seems like they all, or they both, or whatever, have hurt each other in some way. So, yeah, I don't know all of the stuff of what he said or whatever, but from just some of the stuff that was shown, I definitely think he owes her an apology, you know, and they need to give each other a big hug, because shit, at the end of the day, that's your brother, that's your sister, y'all ain't going nowhere, and, you know, so figure it out, love on each other, give each other a hug. You know, that's the way I was raised. You ain't no fighting. Ain't no, you know, figure it out. And all that. So, Toya and Regine was a really good show. Really great season. And I hope y'all tune into it. I don't remember. I think I watched it on Philo. Philo. I believe that's where I was watching it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all can find it wherever y'all want to find it. Have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to tell people about this podcast. Share it with your friends and your coworkers and your cousins. You can follow me on the X or Twitter and Instagram. Peace.